from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The last thing you want to hear getting close to traveling for Christmas weekend is that we're expecting bad weather, but we are. Environment Canada meteorologist Peter Kimball says we could experience significant snowfall and stronger winds Friday into Saturday.
20 kilometers an hour, maybe 25, maybe the most 30, but after Friday, so Friday evening and onwards, it should be 30 to 50 kilometers an hour, so stronger winds blowing it around, so more hazardous for driving conditions.
A weather advisory affects northeastern Ontario and all of southern Ontario. The big worry in the south is a flash freeze that could interrupt driving and flying. Once Christmas is over and you want to get rid of your natural tree, there will be 12 spots around the city where you can dispose of it. The full list is on our website. City Environmental Coordinator Christina Beaton says they're available from December 28th until January 12th. From there, all the trees are taken to the Deloro landfill site for appropriate management.
We're looking for a more longer-term program for mulching and things like that. Right now, what we have is we have compost piles and we have other designated areas throughout the landfill.
Make sure all the decorations are off the tree. If you want to get rid of the lights, too, bring them to Deloro. A 97-year-old woman has been found guilty of being an accessory to murder in more than 10,500 deaths at a Nazi concentration camp. CNN reports that Irmgard Ferkner worked as a stenographer and typist when she was 18 and 19 at a concentration camp in Nazi-occupied Poland during World War II. Ferkner apologized for what happened while also denying being directly guilty of any crimes. Judges found that her work directly supported the deaths of 10,505 prisoners, and she was given a 2-year suspended sentence. She's the first civilian woman to be tried for crimes committed in a Nazi concentration camp. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Timmins Rock hosts the Hearst Lumberjacks in a battle for first place in the NOJHL East. 7 o'clock tonight at the MAC. It's Tooks and Mitt Toss night at the game. Living Space will also be there, accepting donations of cash or grocery cards for its food security program. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.